All right, everybody, on your best behavior, all your microphones are on. You heard that song first right here on Member Supported Radio. That is Dresses with Blew My Mind, and they're sitting right in front of me right now in our Pearl Street studios. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
How are things?
Great.
Welcome to otherwise, you know, it normally...
It's kind of like Portland weather right now.
Right.
That's where you guys are from,
You're
right?
Welcome.
It's actually a little bit nicer right now still.
Right, I said welcome to sunny Southern California, and it's kind of gloomy today, but you guys are used to it because you're from Portland.
There you go.
You guys I have seen perform almost by accident, and all of a sudden you're here in our studio. I went to a show in Santa Ana at the Constellation Room with Laura Stevenson and Mike Kinsella, the very talented Owen Project, and you guys opened up that show. I thought your guitar playing was so super innovative, the singing was rad, and all of a sudden, flash forward to today... you're on Side One Dummy, and you're about to embark on a nationwide tour. Unbelievable, you guys.
Thank you.
It was amazing.
Right? You guys are so super young, and frankly, new to the game.
How super young are you, relatively?
12.
12?
No, just kidding. I'm 21.
Yeah, we're both 21.
So, leading up to this project, sorry, Funk, I realize that you're on the air right now, and I'm on your show.
That's okay.
Cool man.
That's okay.
I like your name, Funk, by the way.
Thank you.
His name is Barry Funkhauser.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, see how that works?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't
get
it.
Funk master himself.
You can't make this stuff up. Musically, before Dresses, what were you guys involved with?
We both had other bands. Like, I was in a high school band, and they all went to high school with Jared, so that's kind of how we got linked up.
And for you, are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself?
No.
Or just always singing?
I just go by being a singer. When I played by myself, I did some ukulele covers, and I can kind of play keyboard, but I choose to just sing.
Cool. And what about you, Jared? Again, Jared and Timothy from Dresses in studio on KX93.5.
I toured in a band for about 2 years. I was a live guitar player. So I was going around the country for a couple years, and that's actually when I was gone. Timothy messaged me on Facebook and... said she liked my solo music and that we should write when I got back. So that's when I got back in January of 12. We started writing together. And actually, the song you just played, we wrote the first few days we met.
So in like a relatively...
The day we met.
In a relatively short amount of time, I mean, you guys got together in 2012. All of a sudden, you have this record about to drop to the general public. I believe the official release date is the 22nd of this month, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and a nationwide tour... you've affiliated yourself with Side One Dummy Records. How did that all come about? You guys are writing at maybe your home studio and recording and playing shows around Portland, and who took notice?
Well, it was more just like we had recorded throughout 2012 with a friend of mine, kind of sporadically, just whenever he could and we could. And then we released it, not really knowing what was going to happen. We were going to do everything independently, and then Side One, one of our managers is friends with one of the owners, and he just really, really dug it, and they all, I guess, loved us and really wanted to work with us. So we like kind of just met Joe, the owner, and we just were like, why not? We should go for it.
And the song we just played, Blew My Mind, was in fact the first song that you guys ever wrote together.
Tell them how it happened.
Tell us the story behind that, because people need to know.
Wait, I want to... So I was... on my way on the bus to Jared's house, and I just got off the bus and I was walking there, and as soon as I got there, he was like, oh, let's work on this song I've been working on. But I had no idea that, like, while I was walking to his house, he was like really nervous and like, I don't have anything to work on. So he wrote like the first couple words to Blew My Mind, like, when I was walking to his house.
It was like in 5 minutes,
but he made it seem like, oh yeah, this is the song I've been working on, we could work on it. Yeah.
That's really funny. And then from that, it just happened organically, if you will. Right, guys?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I guess you maybe created some demo versions at home. And where was all... I have no idea. And where was this whole LP recorded?
My friend Trevor, who's... I toured with his band for a while. So we, you know, hung out together all the time on the road. And so he lives, like, down the street from me. So it started before I even met Timothy. I would go over there and record an idea that I had, and... you know, we just hold on to it. And that's actually our song, Friends Are Dead, I wrote and recorded with him like a year and a half before I even met Timothy. And we, we would just go over there when we had time and record. And actually, it was going to be like a 4 or 5 song EP at first. And then we had like 3 more songs and then 1 more song at the very end. And and it was an album.
Really? So a lot of it was done in bits and pieces, song yeah. here, song there.
Some of it we recorded here in L.A. We helped him move down to his new apartment, help him set up, and then recorded for 3 days and then drove back up.
When you did that, how much of the record was like were you ready to go as soon as you walked into the studio, or was it tweaked behind the scenes? Did you do a lot of writing in the studio and stuff like that?
We finished writing Sunshine while we were like recording it. Yeah, like the last verse of it.
That's the only song that really wasn't finished, mm-hmm. you know, when we went to record it. Besides that, like we would start out just with the skeletons of the song, like the guitar, you know, just the guitar through the whole thing and just kind of mm-hmm. add things, mm-hmm. you know. And spend a lot of time doing
it. I wrote Sticks and Stones when I was 16 and played it in my high school band.
Really? Yeah. And this is the first time you were ever really able to record it?
Yeah. I didn't have any old recordings of it.
That's so super cool.
I know.
Jared, are you a multi-instrumentalist yourself, or you just get down on those strings?
Yeah, well, I wish I could play piano. I always try. But yeah, I play guitar, acoustic, electric, and uke
right.
Live.
No, it was when I saw you live, you were switching out guitars.
Yeah,
you were playing
all
the ukulele,
time.
Playing the acoustic guitar, playing the electric guitar. I actually brought my intern to that show, and we were like, man, this guy's playing some awesome guitar riffs. It was totally cool. But again, Dresses in Studio on Member Supported Radio, KX93.5. Thank you two. For supporting
so
independent radio.
And making great music, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
You may or may not have a choice when it comes down to big corporate fat cats and us, and hopefully next time you sweep through Southern California, you will choose us before anybody else, absolutely. But we've been playing the song Blew My Mind for a couple weeks now, as soon as we got it, and I feel like people are digging on it. So
cool.
Yeah, and if it would be agreeable to you, I mean, you actually brought one of those guitars.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so you're going to perform live for us in our Pearl Street studios. And before I forget, where can people find your stuff online?
If you go to Facebook and type in Dresses Music or Dresses the Band on the little search bar, you'll find us. Our website's under construction right now.
Cool.
But anything, any handle, Twitter, YouTube is all Dresses the Band.
Okay, so if people go to your Facebook page, Dresses the Band, you can find all the tour dates. Again, you guys are going to be on the road starting tomorrow in Los Angeles, touring the country through October, through November,
yeah,
it seems like, right?
On Thanksgiving.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And you're hitting the road with the Limousines, from what I understand. How did that happen?
I think our management company also manages them, and we just kind of got hooked up with them through that. They were looking for an opener, and mm-hmm. we're like, hey, perfect. So
perfect. We dig on them too. Their new single Love Is a Dog from Hell, actually it's queued up right here. That's amazing.
Cool.
I didn't even plan that. Funk, anything to add, dude?
I'm just like sitting here flabbergasted that, you know, we're sitting around here with amazing musicians. It's just great. And I'm like, your guitar is like super tiny.
Did we talk about that yet?
What is that?
It's a 3/4 size Martin. It was actually, it's an acoustic electric, but I just bought it at Guitar Center and then installed a pickup. And
does it sound any different than a normal guitar?
When it's plugged in, it actually sounds amazing. It has a lot of bass and it's really full, but you know, it's a little bit quieter when you play it, you know, not plugged in. But no, it sounds really good. Awesome. I like it.
You know, I wouldn't have thought to bring up the tiny guitar in
the
studio.
Look at it. It's like, what, 3 feet?
He really is flabbergasted.
He's right. Flabbergasted. You should see his face right now.
Right? I am Mookie. This is Funk. Dresses the Band in studio to recreate the sound of the record. You must be going on tour with other musicians on stage with you, right?
Yep.
Who are you bringing this time around?
We have our bass player right there out the window.
Hi.
Brady. And then we have guitar player Elliot. And our drummer, Dana. So it'll be five of us on stage.
Awesome. I think when I saw you at the Constellation Room, it was just four, right?
Yeah, we didn't have a second guitar.
And it was a different drummer.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, I can't wait to see this inception of the band. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Maybe.
With the five piece. Does that make sense?
In an inception sort of way, it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. They pay me to talk on the air, and I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. All right, if it'd be agreeable to you, I'd love to play another song off the record, and we'll come back and get a live exclusive performance here.
Totally.
So what did we, in fact, decide on, you guys? What do you want to hear on the air? It's really up to you.
How about Sunshine?
All right, Sunshine, and that is track 3, and it's the title track of the record. Any VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give us with the song Sunshine?
Sadly, not really. I started writing it when I was on the road with my friend's band and sent a memo to Timothy and she dug it. And then that's the one we finished in studio. And yeah, that one actually took a while for us to finish. It was kind of on the back burner for a while, but we finished it in studio and made it really big and a bunch of tracks and stuff. So
cool. Was it recorded live in the studio, or you know, you guys all looking at each other doing the Jim James thing, or is it a lot?
I wish it was kind of a small room. We kind of did everything plugged in, straight direct input. You know,
cool.
So everything's us, but it's not
sure.
Live,
well, it sounds good, and this record is something that you two should certainly be proud of, because we certainly dig on it. Anything to add, Funk, before we rip into the song Sunshine?
I just want to hear the song.
All right, we're gonna play the song right now, and then more from our Pearl Street studios right after this.
I'm a little sunshine when the sun shines on the wrong day, and I believe my bed is a constant bearer of these sunshades, cause I'm a little sunshine when the sunlight beckons. I wake up. Oh, I won't wake up. I make my days my nights. That's when my heart gets pumping. I'll take you for a ride. My night's only just started. Show me some place I like.
Supported radio, KX93.5, right here in Laguna Beach. That is a song from Dresses, track 3 off their new record called Sunshine. That's actually the title track of their new record, available to download for your download consumption. The official release date is October 22nd, from what I understand, with some cool vinyl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
There's only 100 of the pink ones, so.
Oh, no, and you said there was clear ones and pink ones.
It's clear pink, and then the other one is white.
Yeah.
I love promotional stuff that bands send you, you know, whether it's a cassette tape or a little thumb drive with their logo on it, but these guys brought in a bunch of temporary tattoos with the Dresses, the band logo on it, which is so super cool. Again, Funk spent some time up in Portland, right?
Yeah, musically, I mean, when I listen to your band, it takes me back, doodly-doot, to the days of Portland. And, you know, not being from the Pacific Northwest, because I'm from, like, L.A., you know, but I lived up there for a good couple years, and I got really involved in the music scene because the audiences there that you play for are just so much more, it seems like they're more involved.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like a lot more fun for you guys to play, you know, in places like the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. People are just like obsessed with music. Like,
yeah,
it's like what they do for fun.
Is it still like that? Because here in Southern California, everybody's broke. Nobody has money to go to shows. Yeah.
There's so much free stuff in Portland. People just do shows out of their house constantly.
I saw on Facebook this band that we played with once. They're doing this streetcar performance thing. So there's like 5 hours in a day that like all these bands play shows on the streetcar that goes through Portland. And like when you get on, you don't even know what's happening. There's like shows.
They do shows amazing. In Burgerville. Like yeah. Do you guys have Burgerville?
Oh,
probably not.
No, that's
they
a
do
no.
shows.
Oh man, now I'm thinking of Burgerville.
Sorry,
I missed that.
What like, is that, you guys?
In-N-Out, way better. Than
it's
In-N-Out.
It's like a healthy In-N-Out. It's like local
it's not even
meat
healthy.
And well, you know, it's
well, like
the
I liked
thing.
It because every month they had a different like special ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like this month it's raspberries and everything's like raspberry,
like Oregon blackberry, Marionberry, like.
Marionberry was something that they mentioned in an episode of Portlandia, and I didn't think it was a real thing, but it is actually a real thing. Yes. Marionberry, right?
Yeah.
It's from the greater Northwest, isn't it?
Yeah, put a bird on it.
I thought everyone knew about those.
Again, Jared and Timothy from the band Dresses in studio on member-supported radio. If you're new to the radio station, thanks so much for paying attention. You could donate. You could be a member of the radio station. All the details are on KX935.com. About to embark on a huge U.S. tour. Have you ever toured the country like this, Timothy?
I haven't. Jared has. I've never gone pretty much anywhere.
Well, in your travels, I'm sure you're going to find a lot of burger-type joints that you've never seen before in random states in the Union, right?
That's why I'm doing this.
Right? Jared, in your travels, do you have a favorite venue to play or a surprising venue in some random state?
Yeah, I would say...
Or people in this town really get down on their music. Wow.
One that really stuck out was probably in Atlanta. We played at the Masquerade, which we're playing again.
Cool.
Which I'm pretty excited about because it was really cool. I mean, I don't really remember what it looked like. I just remember I had a lot of fun that night.
Nice.
So.
Do you guys have a favorite venue in Portland?
I would say, I think Doug Fir for me.
Yeah, same.
It's like actually the only shows we played there so far, she wasn't 21, so she got a... She had to like stand outside in the rain until
we
played.
It was very strict.
Oh no way!
But I'm excited now to play it this time.
But
so
it's really
I don't
nice.
Have to get
it's
kicked
like,
out.
Yeah, the bar is like made out of timbers, and it's like a cabin inside almost, and has great sound.
I saw Ben Queller there.
Oh wow!
You guys know Ben?
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay, good. Yeah,
that's awesome.
One of the best I've ever seen.
A lot of cool bands come through there. That's actually where we played our first show with Laura Stevenson.
Very cool.
First show ever,
Yeah, she's very talented.
Oh, she's amazing, yeah.
But I spent 2 days in Portland over, was it Labor Day weekend? Yeah, and fell in love with the place. I only, you know, saw from the airport to, like, Division Street or something like that.
That's
but
not the best area
that's
either.
That's all I got. But it was green and cool, and people were friendly, and there's mom-and-pop shops and cool restaurants, good food, good beer. They claim to have some of the best beer.
The best beer.
Right? Also down south in San Diego, they claim to... have the best beer as
but
well.
Portland's is better.
All right. Again, Dresses the band, Dresses.
Yeah.
But if you Google it, it's Dresses the band. It'll take you to all your social networking and stuff like that. Tweet at these guys. They'll tweet right back at you. You did bring that mini guitar. What do you call that again?
3/4 size.
Cool. Yep. And what did you guys want to play first?
Back to Life. It's our first song off the record.
Anything to add, Funkhauser?
No, I'm just waiting for this mini guitar to... sing.
All right. This is Dresses live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
Wake up, you're not dead. You're breathing slowly in my car. My palm sweat stains your pretty shirt. My lips sock surging at your world. Back to life.
Shoo da 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 bum 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 bum. Shoo da 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 bum 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 bum.
Rest your head in my lap, little darling, don't you worry about a thing. 'Cause by morning you'll feel better, and by night you'll feel the same. And we can't go back home like this. Oh, sleep, it spins away. And when the sun comes up from behind the hills, oh, we'll start a brand new day. And we'll sing shoo da 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 bum 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 bum. shoo da da de da da bum 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 bum, shoo da da de da da bum 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 bum, shoo da da de da da bum bum. Did you notice how my mood changed and how I spoke so easily? I can't remember how we got somewhere where it was only you and me. And I can't go back home like this, so I hope you want me to stay. When the sun comes up from behind the hills, we can start a brand new day. And we'll sing shoo da da de da da bum 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 bum, shoo da da de da da bum 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 bum, shoo da da de da da bum 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 bum, shoo da da de da da bum 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 bum. Up, you're not dead. You're breathing slowly in my car. My palm sweat stains your pretty shirt. My lips oxygenate your world back to life.
Awesome, you guys.
Yeah.
Me and Funker in the studio, and it was like one of the more surreal things just now. As soon as you guys started playing that, it started pouring rain.
You guys
rain.
Brought the rain.
Oh my God, we had no idea.
Wow. Yeah, that was really cool.
Sorry about that.
One of the, hey, it's okay. We never get it here. We never get it here. So some rain in Southern California is pretty good, although nobody knows how to drive, and it's like the biggest news story on TV when it does have
it's like the apocalypse.
Exactly. It's crazy, man. It took Funk 2 hours to get to work today, right?
Yeah, and I live a block away.
Let me ask you this before I forget. One of my favorite questions, if you listen to any of my interviews, you know this is my favorite question. Rather than asking you who your influences are, what's one record that you can never part with? One CD or a piece of vinyl? Thank you, Funk.
Yeah.
That you'll never lend to a friend, you'll never sell to Music Trader. What's that one record for you guys? Great question.
Great question.
See, we ask the tough questions here.
Yeah, you ask them that we just want to.
It's like we don't really like own like physical copies of things that we love anymore.
You got vinyl.
I just told you we don't have vinyl.
I have a few, but it was only because let me think. I'd say okay, If I bought this vinyl, I wouldn't want to part with it. Local Natives, Hummingbird.
Yes.
I would not ever part with that. My friend has that vinyl. Every time I go to her house, I open it up and look at the read all.
Yeah,
the
we do.
The,
we play like, it when we the get time. There. She also owns Drake's Take Care on vinyl, so I like to play that of hers too. So we wouldn't want her to get rid of those.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Timothy. What sort of music did you grow up listening to? Like, what were your folks listening to? Or if you had older siblings, like, you
I'm
know,
the
what,
oldest,
what was around?
I literally, when I was little, only thought country music existed because my parents only played it. So I was like, yeah, I love this. And then, like, I would go to my friend's house and they'd play, like, Spice Girls. And I'd be like, well, I don't get it. Like, I had no idea what popular radio was. But I guess then I started liking Spice Girls. And then, like, to be cool, I took my friends to see Britney Spears so that I could be popular. So
when did you start writing songs or lyrics?
In high school. Like, probably when I was like 15, maybe. Oh, actually, that's kind of a lie, because I had like bands when I was like in like fourth grade. Like, we didn't actually play any instruments, but we'd write them and then like have little concerts for our family. I think my first band was called Pink Ice, and we were like, it was just like me and my best friend, and we wrote all these songs about like I don't know anything. I'm like 11, so
that's awesome. So you've always more or less been that girl in the family, the performer.
I mean, I don't know about performing. I did, like, I was in the choir a lot.
But you don't mind getting up in front of people, huh?
I don't know. I used to be pretty nervous. I would do, like, musicals and stuff in high school, though, so I'm kind of used to performing.
I don't know about you, Funk, but I feel definitely more comfortable in the studio, and when I have to do, like, stage announcements and stuff like that, I just feel people's eyeballs on me, and it's just a different thing, you know?
Here come the sweat. Doesn't happen for you guys, though, huh? Not anymore?
The first show we played, I was, like, so nervous. Because it was my first show ever, like, being a co-front
man,
you know? At Dougfer.
Oh, okay.
You know, and all of our friends and family were there, and a lot of people were there for Laura Stevenson.
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
And I remember I just, like, I don't, it's like a flash. I was just, like, jittery and, like, playing. I felt like I was playing fast, but we couldn't because we played to a click. So it's like, I know, yeah. I'm playing it okay, but I feel like I'm speeding through this.
I got kind of over stage fright, though, when we did our shows with Kate Nash, because yeah. all of those were sold out, and I was like, and then, like, after that, everything's been, like, calm because yeah. it wasn't as crowded for the rest of them. So I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm not too worried about it anymore.
How was Kate Nash? Did she drop some knowledge as far as, you know, she's been there, done that as far as
yeah,
a musician.
Seriously, I used yeah. to listen to her all the time, mm-hmm. like her old music, and like I don't know if you know this, but like her music now is so different, like she's yeah. like yeah. punk now, and I don't know, like she was really nice. I mean, it was crazy to meet her because I was used to like listening to her like calm indie music.
Isn't, yeah. It was really fun. They were amazing. She had an all-girl band and they were all like so good and just so much energy. It was really cool to watch every night.
She was our guest. She was sitting right there in that chair.
Oh, really?
I guess right around when her last album came out, Girl Talk or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But she was cool, and she had more or less an entourage with her, and she travels with like a stylist and everything.
Mm.
Let me ask you this question. If you guys were ever so fortunate to play the Hollywood Bowl and have Paul McCartney open up for you guys, what would be in your tour rider?
Oh boy.
Great question.
What
another one.
Probably job. Well, one thing for me, that the yerba mate, the in the glass bottles.
Okay.
The, you know, like the those are amazing. I love
what's
those.
That?
Yerba mate. Like tea.
It's like mate tea, but it's cold and it's like there's pomegranate in
it. Wait, is that kombucha or is that a different
no,
thing?
No, this is like the Brazilian tea that has like caffeine that's not as bad for you. It's like more mindful. Mm.
Huh. So you would definitely ask for that.
I would ask for a lot of that.
Cool. I hear Brandon Boyd from Incubus requests like an ab roller. Or something.
Yes.
And like,
yeah, you know, I ask for like things, not like food. Well, actually, I don't know. I'm trying to be like, gluten free right now, and it's really hard. So if people found gluten free things for me, that would be pretty nice. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'd.
There's gluten free like, beer presents. Now, I hear.
Yeah, but she.
I don't even like beer, so.
Oh, no kidding. So now that you're 21, I guess we can talk about this stuff, right?
Yeah.
What might you guys dig on as far as.
I just don't really
as far
like
as do you enjoy
alcohol.
Yourself a craft beer, Jared?
Oh, yeah, I like
you
I
can
like
talk to
dark
him about this.
I like dark porters and stouts.
Sure.
And I like cuz Oregon has a lot of crazy cool different weird like banana mocha beers, you know. And that and I also like Jameson. Jameson's really good.
There you go. And you too, Funkhauser, right? Some whiskey.
Yep.
Again, Dress is in studio on member-supported radio. In a short amount of time, these guys are all of a sudden just have a record about to be released. They're going on tour for a couple months all around the country, doing the van thing again, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're no stranger to that from what I understand. What were some of your other projects?
I was in a band called Plug In Stereo.
Mm-hmm. And, were you band leader? And
No, I was actually just a live member. It was my friend Trevor who was the main guy who was signed and like, you know, kind of hired us to go with him. So, yeah.
Cool.
But we actually just, we bought a van recently. About a 15 passenger that we parked in your little garage downstairs. Hopefully
very cool.
We can get it out.
Hopefully so, because there's like a limit on the
yeah,
on how high vehicles could.
It's yeah. just more of maneuvering it to get
if
out.
Someone
of the
parked
tiny.
In front of us, we're kind of in trouble. But.
you've been calling that your home, huh?
Well, we will be. Yeah, yeah, we just left 2 days ago from Portland, 3 days. So, but we'll definitely get used to it. Actually, I think somebody's accidentally spilt like coconut water. And we didn't catch it until like yesterday, and it smells really bad right now.
Oh, no kidding!
Kind of bummed. I wanted the van to smell good. But
well, this tour, you're in the van for a couple months.
Yeah.
Next time, God willing, we'll have a tour bus, and you guys will be chauffeured around the country.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Don't forget to come back when that happens.
Yeah, we'll bring you out with us for a day or two.
That'd be totally cool. Yeah, I could get some days off, no problem. Funk, will you cover for me, or you want to go on the road with me?
I'm carrying the junior guitar.
Oh, I absolutely. Need him to carry my guitar
everywhere.
Yeah,
we'll be your guitar tech or something like that. I am Mookie. That is Funk. Jared and Timothy are here from the band Dresses. Anything else to touch on, you guys, before we play another song in studio and kind of wrap it up?
We really appreciate you having us.
Yeah, sure. It's cool.
Thanks for being had.
This is a really good, it's an amazing opportunity for us being DJs and stuff because what's today, Funk? It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
No other radio station can you like stop down the station and do like a half hour interview really with any artist. You know what I mean? You've been there, done that.
Yeah,
and that's part of the uniqueness of community radio.
Yeah.
So again, if you exactly. So if you know, we add whatever records we want. If you're new to the radio station, thanks for paying attention and donate through our website. So what did you guys want to play next?
We're going to play Blew My Mind, which is our single you played earlier, but here's acoustic.
Excellent. Whenever you guys are ready.
You blew my mind when we were swinging in a dream, and you said, watch me, I'll swing so high, I'll be stuck up in the trees, and so you did. Do, 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 I forgot do, do, it was a dream, and so you did. I left you in my mind and wandered to the creek, where I startled little children, and the children laughed at me, and so I dipped. I went on with the day I should have skipped. Oh, oh, I try to sleep, but then I wake up. 'Cause when you're gone, I really hate my dreams. All alone, I try to live, but then I think too much. Because most of the time, all the thoughts in my mind get to me. I started dozing off as I walked down a city street. Oh, nobody was looking, so I laid down at their feet and you were gone. All the people carried on. Oh, 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 I try to sleep, but then I wake up. 'Cause when you're gone, I really hate my dreams. All along, I try to live, but then I think too much. Because most of the time, all the thoughts in my mind get to me. Oh, 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 I try to sleep, but then you wake me up. When you're gone, I really hate my dreams. All in love, I try to run, but then I can't keep up. Because most of the time, all the thoughts in my mind get to me. Because most of the time, all the thoughts in my mind get to me.